the clearly visible pressure wave escaped the approaching and following cloud formed by the explosion. This wave had a diameter of about 1 kilometer when it became visible, and the color of the cloud changed frequently. Personal observations of the colors of the explosion cloud found an almost blue-violet shade. During this manifestation, reddish-colored rims were to be seen, changing to a dirty-like shade in very rapid succession. The combustion was lightly felt from my observation plane in the form of pulling and pushing. About an hour later, I passed through the almost complete overcast between 3,000 and 4,000 meter altitude. A cloud shaped like a mushroom with turbulent, billowing sections at about 7,000 meter altitude stood without any seeming connections over the spot where the explosion took place. Strong electrical disturbances and the impossibility to continue radio communications turned up. Because of the P-38s operating in the area Wittenberg-Meersburg, I had to turn to the north, but observed a better visibility at the bottom of the cloud where the explosion occurred. Note, it does not seem very clear to me why these experiments took place in such crowded areas. Then there was the report of an Italian officer, Luigi Romersa, who claimed to have been present at the testing of a disintegration bomb on the night of October 11-12, 1944. Romersa was granted a special pass from Oberkommando der Wehrmacht, or German High Command, to visit the test site on the island of Rügen. Romersa was a special envoy from Mussolini, who had wanted more information since Hitler had mentioned to him a bomb with a force which will surprise the whole world. According to Romersa, he and others were told the disintegration bomb was the most powerful explosive that has yet been developed and that nothing can withstand it. They were sent to a bunker about a mile from the actual test site. He also was warned against radioactivity. Around 4 p.m., in the twilight, shadows appeared, running toward our bunker, recalled Romersa. They were soldiers, and they had on a strange type of diving suit. They entered and quickly shut the door. Everything is kaput, one of them said, as he removed his protective clothing. We also eventually had to put on white, coarse, fibrous cloaks.